you can't be a one-trick pony as an organization these days. Our members care about a lot of different issues.
Welcome to the Built on Results podcast, a series of conversations about the issues, the advocacy, and the wins on behalf of emergency physicians. Dr. Tony Cirillo is president of the American College of Emergency Physicians. He kicks off our 18-day series reflecting on the number of issues facing the specialty and the importance of having a plan to address all of them. This is Episode 1, Results Are Louder Than Words.
What makes us different, Robert, is that we are addressing all of the problems. And as an organization, we have a complex matrix of all of the challenges and opportunities that are facing the specialty. And I want to emphasize that because you can't just be about what's wrong, because there's so much you miss then in terms of what can be accomplished if you keep an open mind to the opportunities that are out there. And the college takes a very strategic and long-term view of how do we prosecute an advocacy campaign and how do we get stuff done on many issues all at the same time. You can't be a one-trick pony as an organization these days. Our members care about a lot of different issues. And so our job is to take those different issues and put them into this matrix of opportunities and challenges and continually to reassess that. You have to be willing to listen to your members and be present on all of those issues in the different ways that the reality of today demands. And we have to learn, we have to build relationships, and you've got to identify who your allies and honestly who your enemies are, and you've got to develop and build political capital. Changing things in healthcare in particular is not simple, but we do this every day, and we're thinking about that whole matrix of issues every day and trying to move the ball forward on every one of them if we can.
One of the big differences between us and other associations is the fact that we advocate full-time for emergency medicine in Washington, D.C. and the state.
Our strength is both our national and our state/chapter presence. And we use those strengths and we work with our chapters very closely, particularly when there's an issue that is more state-based. But what we find is that many of the issues that may, crop up in a state are truly every state issues. And we leverage those relationships with our chapters. And when one of them has had a success, we build on that. And I think the clearest example of that is in Indiana now, I think 5 or 6 years ago, where they passed a law to say there has to be a physician in every emergency department. And now we have 3 states that have done that in the last 5 years. And so we learn to work collaboratively with our chapters. There is only one ASAP, if you will. There's only one emergency medicine. The way we're organized, we can be very effective both at the national level and at the state level at the same time.
Doesn't that effectiveness rely on having a broader view of what's going on and also having patience and tenacity to keep going, understanding that none of these issues, none of these problems get solved overnight?
And it's about listening. It's about listening to your members at the chapter level. They essentially are the eyes and ears and boots on the ground. And we've seen plenty of bad bills come up that would affect our practice and how we take care of patients that started out in a smaller chapter, and that's where we got wind of it. And that allows us to be proactive in 49 other states because we are listening to our members in every one of those chapters. And when something props its head up in one state, we know it's likely to happen in others. And so that relationship and that communication and that collaboration with the chapters is also what makes us stronger than we can ever be just as a national organization.
In our next episode of the Built on Results podcast, we'll talk about what's been happening in Kentucky as it relates to physician leadership in the emergency department. Can you give us your take on the issue?
I joined as a first-year resident in 1990. So I've been around now almost 36 years. We became a specialty 47 years ago. And my my point is, it if now's not the time, then when is? And so when we talk about who's the right person, who do you want to be the only person in the room with you to decide whether or not you or somebody you love is sick? Boy, I don't know that there's any emergency physician wants anybody but an emergency physician. And so, look, what we learn and how we train is unique and different. It's just like every other specialty. And so what we're seeing now is some I will say opportunities and risks all at the same time, where people are trying to codify that it's okay for a non-physician, an NP or a PA, to be the only person in emergency department. And the answer has to be no. It's time. And so we talk about not just being the gold standard, but being the only standard. And ASAP has led this fight now in some states, and we are leading this fight in the House of Medicine to make sure that the House of Medicine truly rallies around what they've said at the AMA, which is we believe that a physician should be in every emergency department, regardless of the geography, regardless of whether it's rural or urban. And so we are really fighting that fight today, and we will continue to fight to protect that right for every patient to be seen by an emergency physician.
Another concern, of course, is boarding, which, when you think about it, really seems to be the root of many problems in an emergency department. How is ASAP leading on this one?
You know, it's an issue that has been around for a long time, but certainly feels worse and is worse now. And I would put that, Robert, into the three R's that I think sum up what ASAP does every day, is that we are advocating and fighting, first of all, for emergency physicians to be respected for the care that they provide. And the second R is to have the resources to do that. And then the third R is that you should be reimbursed fairly for that care that you provide. Look, what we do is incredibly hard. And I talk particularly with early career physicians, medical students, and residents. I tell them, hey, you pick the hardest specialty. There's nothing about this that's going to be easy every day. We've got to work to make it better, and we've got to work and fight to get the resources that we need. And so this year, CMS did adopt, although not to the degree we wanted, a reporting requirement for hospitals that they will have to report the number of times patients are boarding beyond 4 hours. We've watched at the chapter level, again, kudos to the Connecticut chapter, who got legislation passed where there is now a state dashboard that is publicly available and transparent, that the hospitals have to post that data about boarding. So sometimes we don't get to the full win right away, but using that example of Connecticut, we're going to use it as a model for every other state, because once the data is out there, once it's in the public eye of, wait a minute, how long do patients wait in that hospital to get a bed? That will motivate change for those hospitals. And we're also looking at other legislation that would make it financially different if hospitals don't get patients out of the ED in a timely fashion.
Emergency departments face so many issues and concerns. ASAP is tackling all of them in different ways at different times. What makes that possible?
If I could get one message across to every ASAP member and everybody who could be an ASAP member and isn't, it's that only collectively can we get change. Now we need people to pick up the flag and lead the charge, but on every issue, there's somebody who cares deeply about that issue in this college. And really, the college is a rallying point for everybody to understand that the more we work together, the more we bring the specialty together with one voice, the more we will be effective against, you know, insurers and others who are trying not to let us succeed and trying to keep those three R's away from us.
And on any given day, on any of these concerns or priorities, we're going to have a rigorous debate. People in the membership are going to think we're doing too much or not enough. Isn't that really the beauty of the process?
Yeah, boy, I will tell you, I will speak probably for presidents before and after about losing sleep, about are we doing enough on all the issues at the same time. I wish we had more resources to do that. And so more members would bring more resources. But the reality is that we have that palette of issues. And every day we look at what's the opportunity today and what's the risk on each of those issues. And we try to make sure that we are taking advantage of every opportunity and not missing any of the risks. But that palette of things that our members care about that affect the practice within those three R's, boy, we think about every one of them every day and are always trying to fine tune how strategic and effective we can be fighting on all of those issues to some degree.
As we close out the conversation today, what would you like members to know about ASEP?
We all care about all of these issues. And I just wish everybody felt that sense of that we are in this together. And in our specialty, you know, particularly if you're working solo coverage in an ED, it's easy to feel alone and overwhelmed. And what I would love for people to feel is the sense of that this is where your people are. And this is where you, people, we got you. We understand and we're listening and we hear you and we will fight for what's important to you, but we've got to fight together and not fight each other. And so my hope is that everyone understands that ASEP is fighting on all these issues, working on your behalf every day. And anytime you want to get in the game, we are welcome to have more people come and join that fight.
Every day from now until March 28th, we'll feature a different story about the work of ASEP and its chapters. We'll talk about advocacy wins and work still underway to make sure you can do your job. You can read more about ASEP's advocacy work on all the key issues using the links in the show notes. There's also a website, asep.org/results. You've been listening to the Built on Results podcast, a production of the American College of Emergency Physicians. We're back tomorrow. Until then, have a great day.